another night. Well, it's another morning right now, and we have the acting Premier of Queensland in the studio at the moment. She is also the Deputy Premier and the Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships and the Treasurer. That's a fair whack of tags you've got behind your name. Very good morning and welcome, Jackie Tradd.
Good morning, Greg. It's great to be here.
Yeah, look, that's a lot of things you've got to keep on your mind in the space of one day.
Absolutely, but yeah. I really love the job, so yeah. You don't work a day in your life if you love what you do, I suppose, yeah, so yeah. I do love it.
Yeah, you've been you know, pretty well in the forefront in Labor's push to the last election, yeah. And you were it was a role that you took to fairly readily.
Yeah.
Do you feel partly responsible for helping get Labor back in?
I think we all played big part in terms of making sure that we got back with the majority, but no one more so than the Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk. So, you know, like all great leaders, she was out there every single day working her guts out to get our message out there and to get us all elected. So she's a legend.
No worries. I believe she's somewhere overseas. That's the reason you're acting Premier, has something to do with Hollywood, is that right?
Yeah, well, she's gone over with the Prime Minister and a number of other premiers from other states to have big meetings with the governors from the United States to look at how we can build better relationships around investment and jobs and business, you know, connections. So, look, it's I think it's been really good. She's taken the opportunity to really put Queensland's credentials as a great place to make movies because we got excellent weather, we've got fantastic, you know, environments. So she's putting a big plug in for, you know, additional movie making opportunities here in Queensland.
Yeah, there you go. Some more like we've had some great ones come out from time to time, and they did a list. I think it was on Foxtel last night of some of the you know, great actors and movies that have been Australia made. And when you add it up, it's a pretty decent number. Yeah,
it is a pretty decent number. We're a talented mob, I reckon.
What is this? Shakespeare said, we strut and fret an hour upon the stage, then we're gone, I think. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, so that's about how that part goes. Look, let's get down to business. One of the things that's nearly always at the forefront of any discussion like we're having now is remote housing. Mm. There's a little bit of news from the member for Leichhardt, his position on that at the moment. How do you respond to what he's had to say just recently?
Greg, firstly, can I say, you know, the people whose opinions I respect are the people in community, like Mornington Island, where I was yesterday.
Yeah.
I was in Western Cape and Napranum the day before. Look, you know, communities are saying they need more housing.
Yeah.
Houses are overcrowded as they are, and they want us to stop having the political fight about something that is such a basic necessity.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the fact of the matter is when the Commonwealth stops funding the remote housing program at the 30th of June this year, when they stop funding it, it will be the first time in 50 years that the Commonwealth has not funded housing in remote Indigenous communities. 50 years. The first time in 50 years. Now, you know, John Howard kept it going. Tony Abbott kept it going. I mean, this is really, really mean-hearted. And the fact of the matter is, you know, the state will do the best it can, but it can't ever fill the gap of the Commonwealth because, you know, in terms of all the taxes and all the revenues in this country, the Commonwealth collects about 80%.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's a big issue.
It's a big issue, and for the people that are tuned in listening at the moment, you know, in a situation where there is just way too many people in the home, what would you say to them to hold on?
I would say to them that, you know, the Palaszczuk government, we announced last year that we were going to invest almost $2 billion over the next 10 years in housing. And I want to be working with communities, as do all of the ministers in Queensland, all of my colleagues, particularly the Housing Minister, Mick de Brenny, who has been travelling through remote communities. In fact, Mick took a delegation of mayors from remote Indigenous communities down to Canberra to meet with the Indigenous Affairs Minister to make it really clear to him that the impact of the Commonwealth taking money out of the remote housing program would have a big impact on their ability to deliver housing. But it's not just housing, Greg. Like when I was at Mornington Island yesterday, they had put on 60 people, council had put on 60 people, apprentices, full-time carpenters, and are looking at putting another 30 on because the state government has partnered with them around a security of contract, so a 5-year agreement around building more houses and maintaining houses. And I think that's the way of the future, and we really need to be on the same page here, convincing the Commonwealth not to leave the table on this very important issue.
One of the things that's been lacking when people have come back into communities is the practice of culture, and people have drifted away from their normal supply of bush foods and bush tucker. And one of the things we've been doing at Black Star Radio is encouraging people to bring back the bush tucker, to plant trees in, back in their yards that might be just shade trees, or they could be, you know, trees with fruit on and so forth. So there's that part of the diet has sort of been eroded away by assimilation, you could say, and over time, and it's something that's we believe so has been overlooked in, you know, successive governments, how they've approached different problems, right? So what we've been saying, you know, on the radio is to bring that back into the, and make a value of it, make it so it is valuable again.
I think that's a really interesting point, particularly because Greg, one of the big things that we have to deal with is poor nutrition in a lot of communities, and also a diet that's a very Western diet, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very good point that you raise, and maybe there's something that my colleagues in both health and agriculture can have a look at. I think that's a really important point, and I'm happy to follow it through.
Yeah, Jackie. Your vision for the portfolio that you hold when it comes to the Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships, tell us your vision.
Sure. So, you know, I get asked this question, and I'm actually, I have to admit, a little bit shy about it, Greg, because I feel like someone like me coming in with a vision and a confidence around you know, the world's oldest continuous culture is a bit presumptuous. I really see my role as working with communities and giving a strong internal government voice, but also external government voice to the aspirations of Indigenous Queenslanders.
Well, you already have a vision because you're able to recognise this as the world's oldest living culture, and I don't hear that echoed very much down through political circles. That recognition is so important for people to feel good about how they are inside.
Absolutely, and it's not just about being the world's oldest continuing culture, but being such a strong and resilient and amazing culture as well, and you know, amazing people. And many of the issues that I think we grapple with, whether they're environmental issues, you know, whether they're social issues that we need to work with community to find solutions for and implement programs around, they're all there. They're all there in community, in Australia's and Queensland's First Nation peoples. We just need a better relationship and a better way of doing business with each other to make this happen better.
Yeah, there was a time that, you know, when it comes to giving out a portfolio is after election time, that usually it was the most junior person in the whole of the gig that got the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnership portfolio. It was one that most people didn't want to touch with a 40-foot pole. But, you know, you're a high-profile politician. You're the Treasurer, you're the Deputy Premier, and you've got this portfolio way up there with the best of them. How did that come about? Was it something that Anastasia had looked to, or you put your hand up? How did it actually fall into place?
I definitely put my hand up for it, yeah, and Anastasia and I had a good conversation about it. And I guess part of my thinking around this, Greg, was the fact that there's a lot of big debates happening in Indigenous affairs right across Australia. If you think about closing the gap, for example, we're not doing really well on that front. And the report by the steering committee, a fantastic report, you know, and they've actually set the pathway forward for doing things better, not doing things to Aboriginal communities or Torres Strait Islander communities, but with them. Actually giving independence and autonomy to communities to make decisions around what works for them, as opposed to fly in, fly out.
And what I'm being told.
So I think that's a really important issue. Other issues around constitutional recognition. That's a key national debate that we shouldn't leave the table around. We need to keep it going. And just because Malcolm Turnbull has said that it's too hard or he's not interested, it doesn't mean that the rest of us should follow suit. It means that it's actually even more important for us to talk about recognition and constitutional recognition.
Jackie Trad, I'd like to thank you for coming into the studios here at Black Star Radio and sharing those thoughts with us, and hopefully we can talk to you further on down the line via telephone when you're not actually in these parts, and we'll no doubt yarn with Claire about when those opportunities arise and when if an issue comes up we can get through. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Greg, and can I say thank you to all your listeners as well.